Yes?
Hi, I'm Ed from Jimmy John's. I'd like to thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes?
Hi, I'm Ed from Jimmy John's. I'd like to thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes?
Hi, I'm Ed from Jimmy John's. I'd like to thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, boss?
Ed, where are you?
I'm going door-to-door for the new campaign, boss.
New campaign, Ed?
Yes, sir. I'm out thanking all of our Jimmy John's customers at all of our 2,300 stores.
But you don't need to go house-to-house, Ed.
I don't?
No.
Oh, you mean we could get a bullhorn and...
No.
Or rent an airplane and...
No.
Wait, I got it. We could do a radio commercial.
Good call.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Terrence Talks Travel Uber Adventures. I'm your host, Terrence Zepke. Okay, so this show we're going to talk about something that maybe a lot of you don't know much about. I don't know anybody who has done it. I know people who have tried it, who have done parts of it, but I don't know anybody who has done it in its entirety. And what I'm talking about here is the Appalachian Trail, what I call adventure, Ultimate American Adventures. It's gained a lot of notoriety through Bill Bryson's best-selling book, A Walk in the Woods. And that was inspired by his own 870-mile walk along the Appalachian Trail. And like I said, I don't know anybody who's done the whole thing. And so inspirational is definitely a word that should be used to describe the trail. Another word is adventurous. Why? Because the Appalachian Trail extends more than 2,180 miles. Okay, and in some parts, it is nothing more than sheer wilderness in both some of the oldest mountains in the world. And it extends from Maine to Georgia, running through 14 states. So, you know, one of the top five adventure activities, of course, is hiking. But to me, this is one heck of a hike. And I haven't done it myself. But I know that I've heard from people that have done it that I don't know personally, but people have done it. So there's no other hike like it in the world. And there's some people, including Ron Tipton, who first hiked the trail when he was 29 years old, that claims it changed his life. And I've heard that from a lot of people who have even hiked just small parts of it, that it was just a life-altering experience. And today, Ron Tipton, in his 60s now, is still in awe of it and very protective of it, which isn't surprising given that he is the executive director of the Appalachian Trail Conservancy. And, you know, this is probably one of the most scenic hikes that you can take. So if you're into hiking and you're into adventure travel, then obviously this is something that should be on your bucket list. But here's the rub. Can you do it? Let's talk some hard stats. Roughly 3 million people walk some portion of the AT every year. But here's the thing. Only 1,000 or so of those 3 million annual hikes make it the whole way. So did you catch that number? 3 million, but only 1,000 do it in its entirety there. In fact, My research shows that less than 13,000 people have completed a successful through hike of the Appalachian Trail. So to put this into perspective, think about this. As many as 5,000 have climbed Mount Everest. So hiking AT is akin to scaling one of the highest mountains in the world. In other words, you will definitely have bragging rights if you make it. And some more statistics for you that I find pretty interesting there. A Walk in the Woods was made into a box office movie in late 2015, which is what made me think that this being such a good topic for the show was when the movie came out. I'm like, yeah, I need to do a show about this. And Bill Bryson was played by Robert Redford, and his wife was portrayed by Emma Thompson. So if you have any inspirations of going to do this particular adventure, I suggest you rent the movie or buy the book, A Walk in the Woods. Now, also, you might be wondering about wildlife here. You're most likely to run into a black bear in New Jersey, Shenandoah, and the Great Smoky Mountain Park. Those are really your most likely places because those have the biggest black bear populations. We're going to talk some more about wildlife later on in the show, but now I'm going to get into some stuff about what you need to know. So here we go. The most popular hiking choices are a through hike, which obviously means all the way. But there's two other routes that are also popular, too. For those that aren't all that adventurous or have some limitations there, there is a lovely one-mile loop on the River Trail in Falls Village, Connecticut. So that's an option. And also very popular is the 870-mile route that Bill Bryson hiked. A lot of people have followed in his footsteps here. The cost to do a through hike is $3,000 on average, and that cost typically excludes gear. So, and we'll get into more of that later, but it's the length of time, I think, that runs the tab up here to do this hike. It's possible to hike without a tent, so you wouldn't have to carry that with you and all. There are more than 250 garage-sized shelters that are roughly a day's hike apart. So that's a shelter about 8 miles on average, and they're free. So that's very, very, very good possibility for you there. Now, Mid mentioned some wildlife to you there, and you won't see as many animals as you'd expect, as they're quite shy. So what happens typically is they see you, hear you, or smell you before you get anywhere near them. So you only will see some sporadic sightings of some deer, birds, bears, and, you know, typical forest creatures there. But you do have to watch out for is wild boars and snakes. So that is something you could run into in some of the states. So real quick cap here, what are the states? Typically what people do with the hike is if it's colder weather when they start, they will start in Georgia and work their way up to Maine. And if it's, you know, in the colder months, the warmer months, they'll start in Maine and work their way down to Georgia. And so on this route, you're going to go through Georgia, North Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. Whew! So not only are you going to have bragging rights that you've done this whole Appalachian Trail, but also can you imagine all the things you're going to see and people you're going to meet and the experiences you're going to have? I mean, you're going to be seeing a huge chunk of America. So this is like an all-around multi-adventure to me. But an AT is also just so spectacularly scenic because it includes some of the best natural areas in America. We're talking Chattahoochee National Forest, the Great Smoky Mountain National Park, Pisgah National Forest, Shenandoah National Park, George Washington National Forest, Delaware Water Gap Recreation Area, the Green Mountain National Forest, and the White Mountain National Forest. So lots of different kinds of flora and fauna and just breathtaking vistas. And so definitely you want to try to pack a little camera, I would think, in your backpack if you're like me and get into taking pictures here. So talking about the trail, it's really only for the adventurous and physically fit. There are rocks all along most of the trail, so it's not easy walking. And believe it or not, downhill hiking is worse than uphill, and that's because your knees and feet are taking a bigger impact, so which makes sense, right? But uphill is no easy feat, especially if you're carrying a backpack with an average weight of 20 or 30 pounds. And there are climbs of a half mile up large rocks at some points. So walking slow and using a trekking pole are definitely advisable. And, you know, you really want to get into shape before you do this. So you need to talk with your doctor, if you're not a big hiker already, about a conditioning program to get you into shape to do this. And you do need to know that it typically takes 5 to 7 months to complete the trail. But check this out. You will be really good shape when you get back because you will burn 500 calories per every hour that you're on it. So this means you also have to factor in that you will consume more food than you normally do, and it needs to be high protein and carbs. So that's something you need to think about here. And I will talk about food here in just a minute. But I also want to mention to you that there are detailed maps, books, all kinds of other information about the trail that are available through the Appalachian Trail Conservancy. And I'm going to give you that website address at the end of the show. So be sure to get a pen now, dig one out, so that you can take down this information. Those of you who have done it, I know that I have heard it's the best therapy for whatever ails you, because a lot of people have done it as as a cathartic experience. They're going through something in their life, and so and I've been told that it's an emotional, a spiritual, and physical journey. And like I said, it's been known to change the lives of people who have done even a small portion of it, let alone the whole thing. And so I believe that, because I believe adventure travel is life-changing on so many levels. And I think it is therapeutic. And so to be out in the great outdoors and see America in a way that a lot of people will never get to see it, and to be up close with nature and just on your own sometimes where you can, like, hear yourself think, I think it would be an incredible experience there. But talking about pragmatic stuff, let's talk about this here. Flush toilets and showers do not exist on the trail. So most camp shelters have privies. So if you have a camp, if you're staying at a camp shelter, you're okay, but if you have any kind of needs along the way, or you're sleeping out under the stars without a camp shelter, then you'll have to dig your own. And the only requirement is it has to be 6 inches deep and 200 feet or farther away from the trail or any campsite or any water. So, you know, in other words, they just don't want to be near anything. So, I mean, use your common sense here. Also, there aren't any real showers on the trail, but there are towns that you'll come to quite often where you can shower. They'll have campsites and parks and hostels and hotels. So you can kind of break it up. You don't always have to stay in a tent or in a camp shelter or in a sleeping bag. You can maybe every few days go stay in a hostel or a campsite or a hotel or something. And it also gives you a chance to get into town and get supplies and, you know, interact with other people and maybe even get some tips along the way on the trail from other, you know, other hikers and campers. So on average, you're a 4 or 5 day hike away from any trail town. And so that means you'll need to carry 4 to 5 days of food. And this is very important, you know, that you need to be kind of thinking about that, what you can carry and what you should take, and kind of map out things before you go, because you really are going into the wild here and you are on your own. And so you do need to make sure that you have enough food to last you till you get to the next town. So, and what about, talking about that, what's more important than food is water. So an active hiker should be consuming approximately 3 liters of water a day. And obviously that's going to be too much to carry for 4 or 5 days worth of water. So you'll need to plan to treat it chemically or using a filtration system. You also, something else to think of as you're considering whether to do this or not, you have to watch out for deer ticks. They carry Lyme disease. So you'll want to have mosquito repellent, hand sanitizer, poison ivy protection, you know, the first aid kit, of course, which has some topical steroid, bandages, all the usual stuff. So, you know, do think about that. And so I guess lastly what I want to say here on this topic is the point I want you to take away from the show is that exploring the Appalachian Trail is a phenomenal experience, but it's not an adventure that you should go into unprepared. You need to be 100% prepared to do this. If you're, you know, so I want you to do some research, have the right gear, have a good plan of action. And so a really good resource for you to get a starting place is www.appalachiantrail.org. And I also have all kinds of great information on my website, which is www.terrencetalkstravel.com. And you'll also find archive episodes of Terrence Talks Travel Uber Adventures. They can also be found on Blog Talk Radio and on iTunes if you're on the go. If you're hiking the trail, you can listen to my show all day. If you sign up for my free weekly newsletter, you'll also receive a 50-page travel report, as well as lots of other information you can find on the show. So anyway, I guess that's it for today, but I'll be back soon with another episode of Terrence Talks Travel Uber Adventures, so stay tuned. Thank you.
Boss, I got another great idea.
Oh, boy.
You know how the average wait time at a Jimmy John's is just 2 minutes and 8 seconds?
Uh-huh.
And that's over 3 minutes faster than our competition?
Uh-huh.
Well, based on our 2,300 stores nationwide, that is up to 1,414,500 minutes saved every day.
Wow.
So, what if Jimmy John's started a time bank?
A dime bank?
No, a time bank. To store all those extra minutes you saved at Jimmy John's until you need them. Say you're 10 minutes late for work. You cash in 10 minutes from your Jimmy John's time account, and boom, you're right on time.
Ed.
Say you need an extra 12 minutes to finish your Lithuanian history final.
My what?
You cash in 12 minutes, and boom, final's done.
I don't know, Ed.
Just think about it, boss, okay?
I'm gonna need some time.
Perfect, I got just the thing.